Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 as the Philadelphia Eagles are 60 minutes away from a trip to Super Bowl 59. The opponent, the Washington Commanders at the Link on Sunday because of what they accomplished yesterday. 28-22. What a roller coaster of emotions yesterday. Watching it, what was it like to call? Let's go out and talk to the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, good morning.
Good morning. I am still thawing out. I can imagine what loyal, wonderful fans that packed that place and didn't leave till the end.
And they were treated to an incredible football game, Merrill, back and forth. It felt like two different kinds of games. You know, the weather really wasn't that bad the first, 20, 25 minutes of game time. And then it got pretty bad and it was different the second half. What was it like for you calling it as you felt the game and the conditions were changing yesterday?
It was fun. It was really exciting. When you have a game like that, it becomes very dramatic. It was nip and tuck. Just a great game to broadcast, although I got a tough time from my wife, Cindy, when I came home, because after Saquon scored that second touchdown and that long 78-yard run, I felt, and Mike Quick too, that the emotion got to us because we almost felt that that game was wrapped up at that point based on the fact that the Eagles had a 28-15 lead. And the fact that up until that point, it seemed as if the Rams were doing nothing. Stafford was getting no time. He was missing his own targets. They were fumbling the football. If ever a game seemed over with 4 minutes to go, it was then. And then all of a sudden, they're knocking on the door and trailing by 6 points.
Yeah, I say don't worry about it, Merrill, because you weren't the only one that felt. I think we all did. However, in the stadium, at home, in the car, wherever you were, we felt it. Like, oh, they got this now. But you're right. The Rams made it very challenging at the end. They score. They get the ball back quickly. And down the field they go. Merrill, let's talk about a couple of the plays that really were the signature plays of the game. You referenced one already. Saquon Barkley, 78-yard touchdown run. Merrill, I'm running out of adjectives for this guy. He is an amazing football player. And that play, he bounced it outside, and you felt it right away. He was gone.
You know, he's the best running back in Eagles history. He really is, and I've seen some great ones, and Hugh has seen some great ones. I mean, I go back to Wilbur Montgomery, and there was Brian Westbrook and Deuce Staley and Shady McCoy and so many good running backs. But this man is clearly, and I'm not talking about the 40s or any of that, but in modern Eagles history, he is the best Eagles back, period.
Wow, he's incredible. Two huge runs. Yeah, I think it's five runs of 50 plus yards this season. He's been remarkable. And then, Merrill, you mentioned it. Rams get the ball back one more time at the end, and Stafford's driving them down. Nacua makes that crazy catch. And then, Merrill, they have a second and two. To take me through your perspective call on that play, the Jalen Carter sack, because as I've watched the replays, and there was a good breakdown this morning by Dan Orlovsky, Tyler Higbee came open over the middle. If Jalen Carter doesn't make that sack, Merrill, I think we're in some trouble there because Stafford probably delivers that ball. What an amazing play by Carter to really help finish the Rams.
Well, he's having an amazing season. I mean, go back to last year, and he seemed to run out of gas in the second half. But this year, he just keeps getting better and better. He's like a human wrecking ball. I don't think that Stafford even knew what hit him. He is a force. He is a dominant force.
Well, he is. Merrill Reese with us here as we discuss the win and look forward now. Merrill, they also had some unsung heroes yesterday. They had some injuries. Isaiah Rodgers had to come in the game. I mean, that yesterday was one of those days where you kind of felt the whole roster contributed to that one, especially Rodgers, because Quinyon went out really early in the game and he made a play. That fumble recovery was a huge play.
Well, you know, we looked at Rodgers this summer, and when we watched him at camp every day, we saw a guy who is capable of being a starter. Now, the Eagles are lucky. They have a rookie by the name of Quinyon Mitchell who's going to be around for a long time and be a Pro Bowl player. But when Rodgers comes in, it's not like you're throwing some inexperienced player out there. You've got a guy who is a true pro and plays like a starter.
Merrill, what'd you make of Jalen yesterday? It's interesting to think about his game because he has the huge run in the first quarter, 44-yard touchdown. That really got the ball rolling. And he didn't turn the ball over again, which is great. But he got sacked 7 times. Obviously, the knee injury there caused him to lose some mobility, I think, at the end. It's very rare to see this offensive line and Jalen take that many sacks in a game.
Yeah, but I think the weather is a big factor in a game like that. I think it's tough to get traction. I think it's tough for the offensive line. I think he started the game with that touchdown run, that 45-yard touchdown run. He got them on the board. He got things going. And also, he threw some great passes, and he had some drops that are uncustomary for this team. It doesn't happen that often where one goes off the hands of Devontae Smith or A.J. Brown drops one going over the middle. That happens too. The weather really was a factor in this game, but I think the thing about Jalen Hurts, and I say it over and over again, he is a winner on every level in every big game. There's no stage too big for him. He just seems to come through.
He does, and he has this team back in the NFC Championship game, which will be Sunday at the Link. Merrill, let's talk about the matchup for the first time. The Eagles and the Commanders, the third time we'll see them this season. And it's a remarkable turnaround for a franchise that's been down for a long time. They were very impressive Saturday night in Detroit.
They were, but the thing that surprised me, that when I watched all the pregame shows and the postgame shows and people on the network level were talking about the fact that Washington beat the Eagles the last time they played, there was no mention of the fact that when they beat the Eagles, Jalen Hurts was out for the last three quarters.
Well, it's a huge part of it, yeah. I mean, really, the first game they played here on that Thursday night, Daniels may still have had a rib issue. The second game, Hurts was out at the end. So this, Merrill, this feels like the first time we might get both close to full strength. We'll see where Jalen is. Merrill, it's going to be a really fun game on Sunday, and it's pretty rare we get a division rival this deep in the playoffs. This makes it even more fun.
You know, I'm going to tell you what it's going to come down to, and I think you guys would agree with this too. The team that wins the turnover battle is going to win this game. Washington is here because of the 5 gifts they were given by Detroit. The Eagles' biggest factor yesterday in winning the game were the 2 fumbles by Kyren Williams and Matthew Stafford. They changed the game.
You're right, and all 4 winners this weekend with the Chiefs, the Bills, the Eagles, the Commanders, 0 combined turnovers. So it is clearly the biggest thing in these postseasons so far. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on. Have a great week, and we'll see you Sunday as we get set for a chance to go back to the Super Bowl. Thank you, Merrill.
Thank you, Joe, and hi, Hugh.
Merrill, what's going on?
There he goes, Merrill Reese. We'll talk to him again on Sunday.
I got used to that now. I mean, not saying
hey, Merrill. Hey, Merrill. Yeah, I like that. You guys say hi at the end. Hugh, it is remarkable. Like, we say it, and it's obviously a thing. But to have all 4 winners this weekend, Bills, Chiefs, Eagles, Commanders, 0 combined turnovers.
Man, it's one of those things where you try to tell people, please, the person that said it last week, I forgot who it was, but just call in and give me that retort about how it doesn't matter, turnovers don't matter, or you don't care about him not turning the ball over. That's the key in the playoffs. The game is a lot different. It's a little bit more physical. The Rams came to play yesterday. They really came to play, and they stuck basically to the game plan that I thought they would stick to. The thing that hurt them was, to your point, the turnovers. They turned the ball over, and the worst time they could do it, the running back fumbles. He gets a handoff. He fumbles, and who picked it up? CJ, GJ?
Rodgers.
Rodgers picked it up. Then they took it to the house.
Yep.
So that's it. You talk about the game against Baltimore, Buffalo.
Turnovers. Mark Andrews.
Come on, man.
That was one of the worst fourth quarters a good player's ever played in the playoffs. I mean, he lost the game for them.
I feel bad for him, man, because, you know, the unfortunate thing about things like that is social media. And when fans get on social media and you know, start to echo their sentiments about the way that you played, hopefully he turned his notifications off.
Oh, I just turned the phone off.
Because like that's when it gets ridiculous. It gets real ridiculous when it's stuff like that. But that was one of the first things I thought about when I saw that, especially how it ended, the game ended. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought about
it. Well, so often in these huge games, it's not even who makes the play to win the game. It's who makes the play to lose the game. I mean, think about Merrill mentioned the Commanders and how they won on Saturday night in Detroit. It was Lions' mistakes. I mean, they were up 7-3 in the first quarter.
Then they got cute. Yeah. Then they started trying to get cute.
Goff fumbled. They were about to go up 14-3. And then late, Hugh, when they let Jamison Williams, the receiver, throw the ball and he threw it to the other team, that's when I said, it's a wrap.
But here's the thing, though, Joe. He threw into like double or triple coverage or something.
Don't you think the teaching point there is if it's not
throw,
there,
if it's
eat
not
it.
There, don't throw it. The moment was too big
oh,
for him.
Oh, my goodness. That,
he went into straight panic mode because they were on his ass like a pair of tight drawers. And he trying to throw it to get ready, take the heat off himself, and yeah. You just made it worse. Dog, just go ahead, man, and you got to take the sack on that one.
Yep.
You got to run out of bounds or something. Don't turn the ball over. That's the worst thing that you could do.
Totally is. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines here as we react. Who gets the game ball for you? And let's talk about an Eagles team that is now getting set for the NFC title game. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
How we doing?
That was a classic. I lost my train of thought.
Classic was, Eagles playoff game. Classic game at the link. What are you thinking?
Well, it was survive in advance.
Yes. Well, that's
and
true.
due to the weather, anybody with half a brain would know that that wasn't going to be a normal game. And the biggest key, in my opinion, and in Hugh's opinion, and probably everybody that knows football, is no turnovers.
That's the big Jeff. That's the biggest thing, man. Like even when Jalen got the safety, I was a little nervous about that. But he had a couple runs, man, where you could tell it was in the front of Jalen's mind every time he ran to protect the football. Don't turn the football over. You could see that.
My biggest fear at that point was, first of all, I was like mad because why are they throwing the ball when he's in the end zone and he just got hurt?
He just got hurt.
And the other thing was, let's just run the ball, man. Just run the ball. I don't care.
Jeff, I couldn't believe on their last possession second down they threw the ball. I wanted more out of here. Like I wanted to take a job somewhere else immediately. Like what are you doing?
Jalen Carter was a beast, and Ojomo, who I didn't even know was on the team, that was a big sack too. He had a big sack in that series, I think, before the one that Carter had. So. Let's go, man. We'll get into the weeds tomorrow and the next couple of days on individual play. Oh, Darius Slay had a pretty good game.
He did. Pass breakups. Darius Slay and Jeff, man, good phone call. And yes, we got a lot to talk about. It's a celebration day, also a little reflection day. We got a lot to talk about this week. Slay has been way better than I thought he'd be this year, Hugh. I thought at 34 years old, I think we discussed before the season, would he even fit into Vic Fangio's defense? Was just more tackling from their
he
corners?
He stepped up big, man.
I think it's awesome because I didn't expect anything from him this year. I thought we had discussions in the summer that by midseason, would he be traded? Would they replace him with all the young corners? Because Quinyon was coming, Cooper was coming, Isaiah Rodgers was here. He's still a big part of this thing. I mean, he's not what he was 5 years ago as an athlete, Hugh, but he can still play.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, and the fact that the OG, you know, makes big plays, you know, has his Hulk Hogan moments and things like that. I mean, that's kind of his brand. He's kind of settled down over the last couple of weeks. I haven't heard too much. He hasn't said anything inflammatory on his podcast, anything like that. He's just been out there playing football. I guess that's what happens when you get a little older and you just got to focus on one thing or the other. So I guess he just decided to focus on football.
Even the biggest play, I would say, in the pass game that they beat him on yesterday, Hugh, I just thought it was an incredible pass and catch. The Nacua catch.
It was. And, you know, plays like that happen.
Yeah, I mean, great players make great plays. I mean, he's going to give up some, and Nacua is, you know, one of the best in the league. 215-592-9494. Charles in Bluebell's up. Hey, Charles.
All right, what's up, guys? What's up, Hugh?
How are we feeling, man? Charles?
Listen, I'm going to paint a similar picture. Think about the end of the game yesterday. I mean, we were the fans, media, everybody, we were staring at the jaws of defeat. And then Stafford threw that last pass wide. You know, it sailed high.
Mm-hmm.
It was seriously similar to our Super Bowl year when we played Atlanta. And Matt Ryan was throwing that ball to Julio Jones in the end zone. I mean, if he catches it, we lose.
Yep.
It was very, very similar.
I agree. Charles, it was a similar game. It was a little higher scoring, but it was a similar, like, bite your nails. They've got it, then they don't. And you feel like your heart's going to stop five times.
Exactly. Now, I want to bring up a player. Just like Jalen Carter, when he got that sack yesterday, that was a game-changing moment. I'm going to mention the Redskins linebacker, Frankie Lugo.
Luvu, yep.
Listen, he knocked out Jalen Hurts a few weeks ago. But in that Detroit game, when Jared Goff threw that pick six, Frankie Lugo, it was a helmet-to-helmet shot.
Yep.
And when he hit Jared Goff, Jared Goff was not the same player after that game, after that hit.
Charles, you know what? You know what it reminded me of? A quarterback in the divisional round throwing an interception and then a defensive player taking him out. It reminded me of a certain pass rusher for the Eagles, you know, let's say back in the early 2000s, taking out Jim Miller.
You have to credit Hugh Douglas. I remember that game. That was the last game at Old Soldier Field before they closed down for renovations. And Hugh Douglas planted him in the turf. As a matter of fact, when they did the renovations, they had to dig up Jim Miller out the turf.
Guy was buried there. Hugh, how about Frankie Louvu having his Hugh Douglas moment on Saturday?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. When every quarterback knows, and when I was in practice, they used to practice this. You throw a pick, get off the field. Because defensive players are taught to look for you. And at that point, you're a defender.
But when Goff threw that interception and he got planted, oh, by the way, it should have been a personal foul, but they didn't do it because they were calling personal fouls on Mahomes over the weekend for less than that.
Well, I mean, if you sneeze near Mahomes, you're getting a personal foul. Charles, good phone call. Yeah, I thought it as soon as it happened. So Saturday night, Goff throws the pick. It's returned for a touchdown. It should have been a foul because he hit him under the chin, and that would have taken away the touchdown. Still Commander's ball, but I thought of the play. Same round, NFC North champion by an NFC East team on the road. Frankie Louvu is the new Hugh Douglas. Here's how it sounded all those years ago.
At the 25, the design rollout by Miller. Going for Dez White in a woefully underthrown pass is intercepted by Damon Moore. Damon Moore, who picked off two Brad Johnson passes last week in the wild card game against Tampa Bay, picks this one off, and Jim Miller is holding on to his right arm and shoulder as he comes off the field.
Well, you're going to see what happens. When there's an interception, the defensive players always look up the quarterback first. You see right there, look like Hugh Douglas driving Jim Miller into the ground, and that appears to be his throwing shoulder.
And let's not forget the great play made by Damon Moore as Hugh Douglas wrestles Miller down.
Well, and the thing about it is, Dick, is there's nothing illegal about what Hugh Douglas did. He blocked Jim Miller and took him to the ground.
Hugh, I thought Louvu, when I was watching the play unfold, like he saw Goff trying to make the play, and he's like, oh, I'm taking him out.
Oh, yeah, he gave him the business, too. It's one of those things, like I said, quarterback knows, or you should know. You throw a pick, just go to the sideline, dog, because you're going to get hurt. And that's my job. At that point, I'm trying to hurt you. Because every defender knows that if you take the quarterback out, the second guy has to get warmed up. And you're imposing your will on that offense because you've taken out the commander. You've taken out the leader. And that's basically what it is. And Frankie didn't do anything wrong. You just have to know, especially when it's a bang-bang play, man, get down or get your ass off the field.
Frankie's getting a little reputation, though. He knocked Hurts out of the Commanders game. He knocked Goff to the tent Saturday. I'd try to avoid
him. Guess what? They come in loaded for bear when they come to town.
Of course they are. I'm just saying, I try to avoid him on Sunday.
Yeah, you should.
He seems like a problem. Let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Victory!
Bruce, how we feeling today?
Oh, man. Hey, look. I'm just glad that we won the game. I'll get into the negatives, you know, a couple of days. I'm just recovering from a hangover. I'm up here in Philly. I'm going to be down to Chickies and Peach later on. So, look, I'm just glad that we got past the Rams in this victory. You know, the bottom line is that, and I'm waiting for the Jalen haters to call in, maybe in the next couple of days, but you know, there's just not enough credit to how he managed the game in the adverse conditions that he was in. Because, you know, the thing is that I don't have to talk about Barkley. We already know what we get from Barkley and from the defense, but I just wanted to just mention him as a shout out. The thing is that, his performance was the best that he could do. But the problem is, you know, I will say this one thing, is that they have to do a better job in setting up plays for him because, like you said, that 2nd and 7 just burned me up. Like, I don't know what Sirianni and Moore are thinking about. Just keep running the ball, you know?
And if you're going to throw it, Bruce, how about a quick hitter? They had him roll out. He's got a bad knee, and we're rolling around back
exactly,
there.
Exactly. And, you know, they did that. They did that on the first drive I said, you know what? Dink and dunk. And that's exactly what they did. And I set up that RPO, and he got the touchdown. And they got away from doing the dink and dunk. You got to get, you know, AJ involved in the game. And he doesn't have a massive amount of yards. But he got a first down just by running a simple slant pattern. You could have did the same thing. Why? You know? But I'm not going to revel in. I'm just going to leave that alone for now. I'm just glad that they won. You know, we got the victory, and we, because I'm not scared of the Commanders. If you think about the penalties that we got, you know, Lane Johnson, AJ dropping the ball, and there was Mekhi Becton, that was another three potential touchdowns that we could have possibly had if the offense had just executed and not gotten those penalties. So I'm not worried about J.A. I'm not worried about them moving the ball. It just comes down to just playing smart and protecting Jalen. I mean, and we're just going to see what's going to happen. But I think they played an outstanding game.
Well, sure. they played the cleaner game, Bruce, for sure. Bruce, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, look, I don't think there's much Jalen slander out there today. But I'm not today. I'm not going to sit here today. Like, look, the 44-yard run was an awesome play, and that's a big reason they won the game. But as far as the passing game, which, again, isn't just him. I know he's the quarterback, but there's offensive line, there's receivers, there's the play caller. It stunk. I mean, we could acknowledge that. The passing game, they threw the ball for 65 passing yards. When you take include the sacks, Hugh, I mean, that was not a pretty passing day. I mean, that's just
no, it was. It definitely wasn't a pretty passing day, man. But it's one of those things. And you look at it and you know that you feel like you're going to need more from the quarterback. But, hey, at the end of the day, it's win in advance. Win and advance.
Well, now this, as we look forward, and we'll do a lot this week, they're playing a team coming in here with a rookie quarterback, but one that's averaging like 32 points a game since November. So they're probably going to need to score more points and throw the ball on Sunday. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard here. We'll talk more about Jalen Hurts coming up on the other side. Hugh's going to break down Jalen Carter's play at noon. Incredible play by the young defensive tackle. And coming up next, more into Jalen Hurts' performance. A few things he had to say after the game about his play and his knee. How will that affect things this week? We'll talk about Hurts' knee, his play, his performance, all coming up with you guys as we react to the Eagles 28, the Rams 22, on to the NFC title game right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. College football is coming to an end, and with the title game going on, you won't want to miss a moment of the action. Right now, all customers on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino can score a 30% live profit boost for Ohio State versus Notre Dame in the championship game tonight. Here's how it works. Place a bet on the game, apply your profit boost, and enjoy boosted winnings when your bet hits. And the best part, you get paid instantly when you win. Use your boost on spreads like over-unders, method of first touchdown, and so much more. Don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook and make your playoff payoff even bigger. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Clock to either side. Second down and four at the Rams' 45-yard line. Hurts this time. Looks, fakes, keeps it at the 40, at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Jalen Hurts, touchdown! 45 yards.
How about the crowd on that one? Jalen Hurts, 44-yard touchdown to get this party started yesterday. Welcome back, Midday Show, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Eagles 28, Rams 22, on to the title game in a wild one yesterday. You felt good at times, you felt like crap at times, and a lot of that, Hugh, was because the passing game and the offense was up and down, right? Jalen had the big run in the first quarter, did not turn the ball over, which is obviously a huge, huge part of winning the game. And you're talking about efficiency, they were 15 of 20 throwing the ball, right? It wasn't inept, but they didn't get the ball down the field, and they took seven sacks in the game.
Yeah, that was the one, man. That was the one when they took the seven sacks, because you talk about the first matchup, and you know we basically handled the Rams. In this game, they came to play. Mm-hmm. I mean, hats off to that game plan for them coming across the country like they did and battling the way that they did, man. That was a tough game. And they played hard.
There was a stat on the screen at one point on NBC, the most sacks ever over a two-game span in the playoffs, because they had nine last week, right?
Yeah.
And you look at the teams that are with them, it was like the 85 Bears, the 84 Niners, like, holy moly, you know, this has not happened very often. Hugh, the other part of the game for Jalen, unfortunately, was he got hurt, right? He got pulled down, and you could just see as he went down, it was awkward the way he went back, and his knee stayed, it was like foot got planted. And he hurt his knee. And now the question we're going to find out as the week goes on is, how serious is it? And how much will it impact this week? I always wonder, like, does adrenaline get you through the first week?
Yes. And then, well, adrenaline gets you through the game.
And then what?
Then when it started to get a little stiff, you got to start getting the treatment, try to get some of that swelling out of the knee or whatever. And you'll probably attack your treatment aggressively this week. It's probably going to be over there today and tomorrow, you know, just trying to get some of that swelling out, keep the movement in that knee and try to make it as comfortable as possible. And, you know, back when I played, the training staff was phenomenal, and they had all the cutting-edge technology. There's no question that they're going to do everything in their power with the technology that they have now to try to get him as ready to go as soon as possible for this week.
Well, that would be a celebration if he plays and he's healthy. Can we hear Jalen after the game on the field, Melissa Stark, talking about his knee and how he's feeling after the game?
Let you go. You and I were just talking about your knee. You went into the medical tent. You came out with a brace. How is this going to affect you next week?
Yeah, well, I'm sure I'll get asked about it later. I don't know if I can answer it right now, but we're going to go enjoy this win with my teammates.
Are you okay?
I finished the game.
Yes, you did.
I finished the game.
You finished and won the game.
Well, that's not a yes or a no, but it's I finished the game.
I mean, yeah, that's all you can ask for. He finished the game, and you would take whatever you can from him next week. Like I said, they're going to aggressively treat him. I remember when Donovan was hurt. I forgot, was it broke his ankle or something? And they had this infrared light thing. And I remember him just talking about, you know, give me the lights, trying to get ready to go. Hmm. So they probably have some other stuff that they're going to do to try to get him ready to go. So I think he'll be fine for this game.
So, I don't know what's going to happen yet. We'll see as the week goes on. If I had to guess right now, he's going to gut it out and he's going to play with a brace on. Here's my first question as we enter this week and look forward. Can he run on Sunday? Can he run next Sunday? Can he play? Yeah, probably, with a brace on. If he can't run on Sunday, it changes a lot. Like, if he is just a pocket quarterback for this coming week, it changes their offense. It changes the way the Commanders play, all those read options. Like, that's the question I have. Not will he play, what kind of Jalen do we get?
I think he'll be able to run enough. That's how I kind of look at it. Because everybody at this point is banged up. You're functional. I think that he'll be functional enough to run now. Will he be out there ripping off 60-yard runs like he did last week?
Just had a 44-yarder yesterday.
Well, that's what it was, 44 yards. Will he rip off a 44-yarder like he did yesterday? Probably not, but I give him 20-yard runs. If he can give me that, I'll take that.
They don't win without that 44-yarder yesterday.
They don't. Yeah, damn, when you think about it like that. But I feel like that was the matchup that you needed that to happen yesterday. Mm. When you look at this Commodores matchup, they scored a lot of points in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like the reason why they had so much success against, especially against the Detroit Lions, is because the matchup favored them a little bit better than it did against us.
Sure.
And what I mean by that is this. If I'm not mistaken, I don't have the box score in front of me. They were almost at 100 yards this weekend, if not over 100 yards running the football.
Well, I mean, Daniels himself. You talking about the Commanders?
No, yeah, the Commodores, yeah.
Daniels himself had a lot. So as a team, they ran for 182.
Yeah.
Daniels ran for 51 of those.
Yeah, but the running game, my point is this. The running game factored in huge for them.
Yeah, their two backs ran for 21 carries, like Eckler and Robinson.
Yeah.
21 carries for well over 100 yards.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, even in the two matchups that we had, that wasn't a big deal like it was for that game against the Lions. So
yeah.
I look at that. That's something that we can negate to a certain extent. Because let me look at – I'm looking at the box score from the game that we lost. And – their rushing yards, Jaden was the guy. He was the leading rusher.
Yeah, he had like 80 in that game against us.
Yeah, 80 in that game. Yeah. And then you look at Brian Robinson at 24. So they just had like 113. But my point is this. I think we match up well in the running game, and that kind of negates that a little bit. Now you have to just slow them down in that passing game, which has picked up over the last couple of weeks. Jaden throws a pretty football.
Oh, my goodness. He was 22 of 31 for 299 on Sunday.
Pretty football.
Yeah, he was remarkable. So, yeah, I think they're going to have to score more points on Sunday than they've been scoring lately to win this game, and that means they're going to need Jalen to do what he can. But now we find out how he feels this week. We'll see about practice. Let's hear Jalen after the game yesterday talking about why all those sacks, what was going on with the pass game yesterday.
What do you take from the pressure you faced today in the sacks, specifically at the end of the first half in the safety? What do you pull from those?
I have to watch the film to be able to assess it better, but rhythm is everything. Rhythm is everything, and we just got to be able to find our rhythm on what we do. And rhythm doesn't mean quick passes, long passes, or whatever. It's just finding our niche in what we do. And I think what we've been able to do this year in terms of what our rhythm is, it's, you know, we love to start out fast some type of way, get some explosives, and pop some in the second half, you know, pop some big-time explosive plays in the second half. I think Saquon has been tremendous at that. Rain, sleet, or snow, he's been able to pound, 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 and then
that was weird.
Take it off, you know, and I think that was
town town.
That was fun. That was cute, I say, just being able to pop it off first for once.
Fun they and got cute thick wild. Wood hard. Fun and cute is wild. It was like it was almost like he was trying to figure out what he really wanted to say.
Well, do you notice he spun that away from the pass game and the sacks to Saquon? Like, Saquon's great. He ran the ball well. Like, we know Jalen.
That's what our callers do.
Yeah, he was, you know, maybe Jalen is a future WIP caller. He did. That was spin. That was a spin job. What happened to all those sacks? Well, we ran it well. All right.
Don't need to throw. We have Saquon.
Yeah, well, all right. If you had to give Jalen a grade for yesterday, Hugh, what would you give him?
C. I mean, he didn't play bad. But if you're asking me to grade him, there was a couple plays where, well, he holds the ball. And that probably could have been the weather. All right, it'll be. I give him a B.
I think C was fine.
I thought C was fine, too.
No, I'm saying I give him a B because I'm thinking about
it. I was thinking C,
too.
You got bullied without even anybody saying anything
because
off of this
tape. When you asked me initially, I'm thinking C because of everything that happened, like some of the stuff that he did, you know, not the turnovers, but, you know,
sacks
and stuff like that.
Safety, took a safety. I mean,
but at the same time, I'm thinking, okay, maybe it wasn't that bad because a couple of receivers did drop the ball.
The AJ one like, would have changed a lot.
Yeah, sure. And that's why I said I'd give him a B.
So I was thinking C
too. Plus B.
Okay.
C plus B.
You working right through it?
I'm working my way. I'm workshopping.
I wrote down a C too, but that's heavily weighed by the 44-yard touchdown.
It's C's like, get degrees. They won the game.
I mean, yeah. C's get degrees. And that 44-yard touchdown is why we passed the class, because the passing game yesterday.
That's all that mattered back in the day. Long as you pass. Hey, we're good.
We were hovering on F plus if it wasn't for that run. The passing game was bad.
Yeah, because it's MLK. I'm being careful not to criticize the quarterback too much on MLK Day, man. You know, since I'm here, so yeah.
Kyle, holidays aside, what would you give Jalen yesterday?
Yeah, well, Now I'm worried.
Now you feel a little pressure.
Yeah, now I feel guilted into not giving him a C because it's.
You're not going to guilt me. He gets a C.
C.
It was a C game. C's get degrees.
It was, man.
That's
it
the
was,
name of the game for the Eagles this year. C's get degrees in the passing game. That's how we're in the NFC title game.
Them Commodores coming, though, boy. Yeah, I tell you.
That's not a C passing game that's coming in here. We got to deal with that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 215-592-9494. David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
What's up, man?
What's up?
I was going to give a game ball to the defense, but with anybody who has any type of football IQ, you know that defense is a luxury, so they don't get a game ball.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one, but go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, so we're going to have to give it to Saquon. So, I mean, he was amazing yesterday. And, you know, my emotional roller coaster ride yesterday has left me physically and mentally drained, but it was a great win. Yeah, just for them to be able to pull it out yesterday, it was just phenomenal. It was just phenomenal to watch.
Yeah, you're not kidding about the emotional up and down. Like, I was tired after the game. I needed to sit down. And I was sitting for the game, but I needed to, like, lay down afterwards.
Yeah, I'm still tired. Like, oh, my God.
Well, it's good that most people have day off today.
How y'all doing?
I mean, the heart rate going up and down. It's like going for a run or exercise. You're working
out. Is that what it is?
The only thing I was thinking
about was, like, damn, if they lose this game, it's going to be a tough-ass day tomorrow at work. That's all
you
I was
worried
thinking
about the
next
day?
I was just like, man, boy, I can't wait to hear what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
Yeah, it was a lot.
You would have got just crucified today if they had lost that game.
It would have been Hugh's fault, for sure.
How would it have been my fault?
I have no idea.
That green beer to yours, Hugh. Your green beer would have jinxed it.
How does my green beer jinx it when I don't even have it? What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know, but he's right. It would have been your fault.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I see what you're doing there, Dave. It's just no matter what, all roads lead back to me. I got you. Yeah. I got you.
There you go. You and your cheap jacket.
Yeah.
But, well, no, Hugh had himself a legitimate, honest to goodness winter coat.
Yo, that thing looked huge.
It was big.
$40. Win-win.
Hey, but was that on sale? Or
the biggest coat I've ever seen.
Yeah, somebody felt bad for me. Say, hey, y'all, here, take this jacket.
Yeah, I would like to just nitpick a little bit, if I could.
Sure.
I know nobody was here, but we need a new kicker. I am so tired of him missing extra points. I mean, that should be the gift.
Well, okay, Dave, let me ask you this question, because I got this morning, too. Where are we going to find a kicker at?
This week.
Where in the Joe's history of like wait a minute, now. Dave? I'm just asking because I like to live in rational, logical situations.
This is WIP here. We don't.
No,
do that.
But what I'm saying is, where are we gonna get a kicker at?
Why
5 days before the game? Where are we gonna find one?
There are probably about 100 people out there that can kick an extra point. I don't know what the problem is.
You say there's 100. Okay, let's say that. Where are we gonna find one at that's gonna kick for us this week, Dave? When have you ever known that to be the case in the NFL? Whenever.
It's pretty rare.
Like, when have anybody,
playoff
the
weekend.
Week before the playoffs,
championship game,
have you ever heard of anybody picking up a kicker?
Yo, Hugh, I want a new kicker, okay? That's it.
I like how you just completely ignored everything that I said.
Take your logic and get it out. David, good phone call. So, Hugh, you're right. I mean, they're probably going to roll with Jake Elliott this week.
They got no choice.
But do you feel good about this? Because I feel like I have to close my eyes every time he kicks the ball.
Can I just tell you, when we score, right, I forgot what I did. I maybe went and got a glass of juice or something. No, because I was still at the stadium. And I remember thinking.
Orange, grapefruit, what are you getting?
I think I was getting, what was it called, the Starry. I was in our booth. What they call it, where we go, Odyssey.
The Odyssey booth, yeah.
Yeah, sure. The Odyssey, whatever they call
Sweet
it.
Booth,
Sweet,
yeah.
Whatever you want to call it. So I'm like, how the hell he missed that? Because I missed that portion of it. Because I just assumed.
You can't assume
it was
anymore.
A field. Well, it was a field. You know, and I know he's kicking field goals. I mean, you know, when he's trying to kick, you know, for three.
Yep.
He misses those. But I'm like, dude, that's a chip shot.
It's crazy because he made all three field goals yesterday, but he missed extra points.
Yeah, the extra point. Yeah, he didn't make the extra point, which I was like, wow, how did that happen? So to answer your question. Am I worried about it? No. And the folks that keep the – listen, I appreciate all the questions that y'all like to ask. But I usually work on Monday, so the questions that you're asking on the daily, I'm going to probably answer them on Monday anyway. So to answer this person's question that asked me earlier, am I worried about the kicker? Nah. because ain't nothing I can do about it.
Okay.
When you asked me about the quarterback earlier in the week, nah, because ain't nothing I can do about it.
You know what? That would make me worry more.
What's that? Because you can't do nothing about it?
I can't do anything about it. Yeah. Like, it feels like I have to watch.
I mean, what you worrying for? I mean, you just have to, you got to give him a hug.
A hug?
And say, hey, man. It's going to be okay. We got you back.
We're back to Major League Buddies here with Hugs.
Hey, that's what we got to do.
No, his teammates can do that. I'm going to worry about it the whole week.
Then what? Then after you get that worried, then what? Going to roll him? Going to roll his ass out there? He's going to make some kicks, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So that's what I'm saying. What are you worried about it for?
I feel like, so the Schuylkill's right out the window here. I feel like watching someone try to cross the frozen Schuylkill. Like, he might make it across the other side.
No, he ain't going to make it because it ain't that frozen.
It's but that's Jake Elliott.
The school ain't that frozen.
That's a thin layer today.
You know what I mean?
It is thin. But he's made it across. They've made it across with him as their kicker most of the year. We've got two more. Like, he's like 90% of the way over this to win a championship with this guy as the kicker. But I don't know. I mean, Kyle, when he goes out to kick anything, I feel like it's probably going to be a miss half the time.
Of course. I mean, like, he's been shaky all season long. And it was such a weird game by him yesterday, too, to make the club. Like, some of those field goals he made were tough.
Yeah.
And like, it was one that was like a 44-yarder in those conditions. Like, I was shocked when he made those. But then the extra points, like, you're like, not surprising. I don't know. Like, so I get what Hugh's saying. I also don't really see any way that we're going to be able to, like, now at this point, bring in another kicker. I feel like you just kind of have to ride it out with Jake.
Well, yeah, and now
I don't feel good about it.
You're in a weird spot where you're really going to replace a guy that just made three field goals in a playoff win the next week. No, I mean, he's going to be here next week, and every time he goes out there to kick, I'm going to feel like crap. I mean, that's where we're at right now. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, Jillio, I got to congratulate you.
Why?
Well, you were all plant-based Friday, and the day you came in, you didn't give up all those excuses and talking about if this had happened and that had happened. You just enjoyed the moment, and I appreciate that. Unlike some of the other callers, you know, like one guy who dogs Jalen on Thursday and then on Monday says, we need to run the ball, man. And what, Mad Mike, who always talks like he's on his menstrual cycle. Not to mention, you know, the most annoying cowboy Jenny.
That I was
Yeah, we didn't even get to those guys yet. Big V, listen, of course I'm excited today. Now, I was plant-based Friday, and the game played out exactly like I thought. They were going to win, and I felt like I was going to throw up halfway through the game. I mean, that's exactly what happened. I felt nauseous.
Yeah, I did too. You know, I had to take Hugh's advice. I went and got some Rolaids.
Tom's Rolaids. You know, you probably helped sell those this weekend, Hugh.
Yeah, just like, what's his name, sold all them, a couple of million of those books. But yeah.
Inner excellence. What was his name?
Won.
Jim Murray or something?
Yeah, he won.
Jim Murphy Murray, something like that. Of course, he was at the game yet. Wasn't he at the game where AJ brought his book?
He met AJ.
Yeah.
And they had a powwow at the NovaCare.
Yeah. Can he help AJ get back on track catching the ball? Because it's been quiet for two games.
It's been a little quiet.
Yeah.
This week is going to be big for AJ.
Better be.
Yeah.
This week is going to be big. Oh, by the way, I'm glad my predictions came true because all roads leading to the Super Bowl comes to Philly. So, yeah, I was happy about that. But, you know, I would have scored on that prediction of the threes, but instead of Saquon getting three, Jalen ended up sneaking in one. So I'm okay with that, too. But, and you can't blame the passing game because under the conditions that Jalen had to deal with, I mean, most of his passes were on the money. And he did not turn over the ball.
Didn't. I mean, but, you know, the other team threw for 300-something yards in the same weather. I mean, they could throw the ball.
Well, you know, teams that, you know, lost, like the team that I said was suspect that lost. I ain't going to mention their names because everybody jumped on me about it. But, you know,
I get it. But we can't just say the snow was the reason they couldn't throw the ball. The same team on the field with them threw the ball.
Yeah, the same team was on the field with them through the ball, but their team, they don't have a good running game or a great offensive line.
They have a good running game. Not as good as ours, but they have a good running game. They ran for 100 yards with 19 carries.
Exactly. Well, I mean, Saquon almost did that by himself.
I know. Saquon's better than Kyle. I mean, Big V, I get it. Are we going to sit here and say they couldn't throw the ball yesterday because it snowed? Matt Stafford threw for 300-something yards. Right.
That's kind of sound like that's where he was going.
Big V will.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, he can have that.
Yeah, I mean.
He can have that.
I think that's what we're going to say this week to make ourselves feel better. It was the elements. The Rams.
But they made him. What do you mean?
Well, we couldn't Jaylen? Throw. Yeah, the Rams threw it all over the field.
No, they don't need to make no excuses. It was what it was.
It was bad. It was a bad passing day. Tom is up next. What's up, Tom?
It was what it was.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, what's Tom. Going what's up?
On? Hey, Hugh, man, I got to give it to you, man. All last week, I drive a truck. I was listening to you all last week, and all you kept talking about was, they're just going to ragdoll that O-line, and, man, you called it, man. It was the same thing, just coming back.
Well, they came to play, though.
Yeah. We did it in the run game.
Yeah, them 7 sacks, though, they fought back a little bit now.
And now, what is going on? Me and my buddies, we just watch A.J., and we watch A.J. Brown, and we watch Hurts. What is going on with these dudes, man? It seems like it's something that somebody got – they're into their feelings, like you talk about, or is it something over a girl or something, man? It just something doesn't make sense, man. These guys don't look like they're having fun, or you get the same vibe?
No, I don't. But I probably don't watch, with all due respect, I probably don't watch the game that you're watching. I usually watch what's going on in the trenches and stuff like that. I will say this. The couple times early in the game, Jaylen tried to get A.J. involved, he dropped the ball. Now, when you talk about possessions and the way that the game was going, if I'm throwing you the ball, you keep dropping it. I ain't about to throw it to you no more. And maybe that's probably where Jaylen was with it. I don't know. Because that dynamic, I don't really know that much about.
Well, that one drop he had down by the goal line, that was egregious. He should have had that.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you guys remember this. Me and my boys played it back all day. That was on that fourth down play that he did catch the fourth down. That was a delay of game. They didn't even come close to getting that off when the play clock.
Oh, yeah. Tom, I saw it too, and I was like, oh, my goodness, we got away with one. Yeah, you're right. Yep. I mean, it was zero. You saw it on the clock. Tom, good phone call. So here's what I noticed, Hugh, about the A.J. Brown thing. That's just – it's odd. So he's played 5 games in the playoffs with the Eagles since he got to the team, right? Two years ago in the Super Bowl run. Last year he missed the game against Tampa because he got hurt, and now obviously 2 games this year. He's only had – 30 yards. 30's not nothing, right? He averages like 80 yards a game for his career. He's only had 30 yards in a playoff game once out of 5 games with the Eagles. That was the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. Isn't that weird? 4 out of 5 games in the playoffs with the Eagles, under 30 yards.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that in the playoffs, you take away the best players, and he's been eerily silent. But I don't, there's going to be an opportunity in this game, this upcoming game this weekend.
I need an A.J. game.
Yeah, man. And I think he's done, and I know it's probably been real tumultuous for him, but I think for the most part, he's done a really good job of being a team guy. That has to be hard for him to go through this playoff series, in the game we just had and the one we had last week, and really be silent in both of those games.
I am also still wondering if that knee is bothering him more than
probably.
He said. Because he said last week, I'm fine, I was open. But it's just bizarre. Like, in his career, to have this. So he had 8 catches for 97 yards against Washington, right, in the game they lost down there. Since then, these are his games. He's played in 3 games because he sat the last game against the Giants. Here's A.J. Brown's games since the Washington game. 3 for 36, 1 for 10, 2 for 14. It's got to be the quietest 3-game stretch of his NFL career. 3-1-2, the last 3 games he's played.
That's why he's been reading books, man, and trying to stay as focused as he possibly can.
Inner excellence.
So he won't blow up. There's going to be opportunities there, and it usually happens like that. The guys that are the heroes in one game might have a game where they're silent the next.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's the case for A.J. Hopefully this is going to be the week where he gets in a position where he can feel good about himself and be a major contributor
They're
to the
need
success
him.
Of the Eagles.
Yeah. I mean, look, they got 2 games to win a Super Bowl. They're going to need more out of A.J. It's hard to imagine the next 2 weeks, both wins, and he's this quiet. Like, it's just not the way their team is built. It's not the way he's built. They need more out of him moving forward to win this one and the next one. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. Reaction to the win. Who gets your game ball? A.J.? Not AJ, obviously. Jalen Carter, Saquon Barkley, Howie, who are you giving it to? 215-592-9494. And coming up, a big Hugh breakdown. Hugh will take a look at how Jalen Carter was able to wreck that game yesterday, as well as your phone calls right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Stafford back. Block to either side. Second down and four at the Rams' 45-yard line. Hurts this time. Looks, fakes, keeps it at the 40, at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Jalen Hurts, touchdown! 45 yards.
How about the crowd on that one? Jalen Hurts, 44-yard touchdown to get this party started yesterday. Welcome back, Midday Show, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Eagles 28, Rams 22, on to the title game in a wild one yesterday. You felt good at times, you felt like crap at times, and a lot of that, Hugh, was because the passing game and the offense was up and down, right? Jalen had the big run in the first quarter, did not turn the ball over, which is obviously a huge, huge part of winning the game. And you're talking about efficiency, they were 15 of 20 throwing the ball, right? It wasn't like it wasn't inept, but they didn't get the ball down the field, and they took seven sacks in the game.
Yeah, that was the one, man. That was the one when they took the seven sacks, because you talk about the first matchup, and you know we basically handled the Rams. In this game, they came to play. Mm-hmm. I mean, hats off to that game plan for them coming across the country like they did and battling the way that they did, man. That was a tough game. And they played hard.
There was a stat on the screen at one point on NBC, the most sacks ever over a two-game span in the playoffs, because they had nine last week, right?
Yeah.
And you look at the teams that were with them. It was like the 85 Bears, the 84 Niners. Like, holy moly. You know, this has not happened very often. Hugh, the other part of the game for Jalen, unfortunately, was he got hurt, right? He got pulled down, and you could just see as he went down, it was awkward the way he went back, and his knee stayed. It was like foot got planted. And he hurt his knee. And now the question we're going to find out as the week goes on is, how serious is it? And how much will it impact this week? I always wonder, like, does adrenaline get you through the first week?
Yes. And then, well, adrenaline gets you through the game.
And then what?
Then when it started to get a little stiff, you got to start getting the treatment, try to get some of that swelling out of the knee or whatever. And you'll probably attack your treatment aggressively this week. It's probably going to be over there today and tomorrow, you know, just trying to get some of that swelling out, keep the movement in that knee and try to make it as comfortable as possible. And, you know, back when I played, the training staff was phenomenal, and they had all the cutting-edge technology. There's no question that they're going to do everything in their power with the technology that they have now to try to get him as ready to go as soon as possible for this week.
Well, that would be a celebration if he plays and he's healthy.
Can we
hear Jalen after the game on the field, Melissa Stark, talking about his knee and how he's feeling after the game?
Let you go. You and I were just talking about your knee. You went into the medical tent. You came out with a brace. How is this going to affect you next week?
Yeah, well, I'm sure I'll get asked about it later. I don't know if I can answer it right now, but we're going to go enjoy this win with my teammates.
Are you okay?
I finished the game.
Yes, you did.
I finished the game.
You finished and won the game.
Well, that's not a yes or a no, but it's I finished the game.
I mean, yeah, that's all you can ask for. He finished the game, and you would take whatever you can from him next week. Like I said, they're going to aggressively treat him. I remember when Donovan was hurt. I forgot, was it broke his ankle or something? And they had this infrared light thing. And I remember him just talking about, you know, give me the lights, trying to get ready to go. Hmm. So they probably have some other stuff that they're going to do to try to get him ready to go. So I think he'll be fine for this game.
So, I don't know what's going to happen yet. We'll see as the week goes on. If I had to guess right now, he's going to gut it out and he's going to play with a brace on. Here's my first question as we enter this week and look forward. Can he run on Sunday? Can he run next Sunday? Can he play? Yeah, probably, with a brace on. If he can't run on Sunday, it changes a lot. Like, if he is just a pocket quarterback for this coming week, it changes their offense. It changes the way the Commanders play, all those read options. Like, that's the question I have. Not will he play, what kind of Jalen do we get?
I think he'll be able to run enough. That's how I kind of look at it. Because everybody at this point is banged up. You're functional. I think that he'll be functional enough to run now. Will he be out there ripping off 60-yard runs like he did last week?
Just had a 44-yarder yesterday.
Well, that's what it was, 44 yeah. yards. Will he rip off a 44-yarder like he did yesterday? Probably not, but I give him 20-yard runs. If he can give me that, I'll take that.
They don't win without that 44-yarder yesterday.
They don't. Yeah, damn, when you think about it like that. But I feel like that was the matchup that you needed that to happen yesterday. Mm. When you look at this Commodores matchup, they scored a lot of points in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like the reason why they had so much success against, especially against the Detroit Lions, is because the matchup favored them a little bit better than it did against us.
Sure.
And what I mean by that is this. If I'm not mistaken, I don't have the box score in front of me. They were almost at 100 yards this weekend, if not over 100 yards, running the football.
Well, I mean, Daniels himself. You talking about the Commanders?
No, yeah, the Commodores, yeah.
Daniels himself had a lot. So as a team, they ran for 182.
Yeah.
Daniels ran for 51 of those.
Yeah, but the running game, my point is this. The running game factored in huge for them.
Yeah, their two backs ran for 21 carries, like Eckler and Robinson.
Yeah.
21 carries for well over 100 yards.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, even in the two matchups that we had, that wasn't a big deal like it was for that game against the Lions. So
yeah.
I look at that. That's something that we can negate to a certain extent. Because let me look at – I'm looking at the box score from the game that we lost. And – their rushing yards, Jaden was the guy. He was the leading rusher.
Yeah, he had like 80 in that game against us?
Yeah, 80 in that game. Yeah. And then you look at Brian Robinson at 24. So they just had like 113. But my point is this. I think we match up well in the running game, and that kind of negates that a little bit. Now you have to just slow them down in that passing game, which has picked up over the last couple of weeks. Jaden throws a pretty football.
Oh, my goodness. He was 22 of 31 for 299 on Sunday.
Pretty football.
Yeah, he was remarkable. So, yeah, I think they're going to have to score more points on Sunday than they've been scoring lately to win this game, and that means they're going to need Jalen to do what he can. But now we find out how he feels this week. We'll see about practice. Let's hear Jalen after the game yesterday talking about why all those sacks, what was going on with the pass game yesterday.
What do you take from the pressure you faced today in the sacks, specifically at the end of the first half and the safety? What do you pull from those?
I have to watch the film to be able to assess it better, but rhythm is everything. Rhythm is everything, and we just got to be able to find our rhythm on what we do. And rhythm doesn't mean quick passes, long passes, or whatever. It's just finding our niche in what we do. And I think what we've been able to do this year in terms of what our rhythm is, it's, you know, we love to start out fast some type of way, get some explosives, and pop some in the second half, you know, pop some big-time explosive plays in the second half. I think Saquon has been tremendous at that. Rain, sleet, or snow, he's been able to pound, 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 and then...
That was weird.
Take it off, you know, and I think that was...
Town.
That was fun. That was cute, I say, just being able to pop it off first for once.
Fun they got cute thick wood hard. Fun and cute is wild. It was like it was almost like he was trying to figure out what he really wanted to say.
Well, do you notice he spun that away from the pass game and the sacks to Saquon? Like, Saquon's great. He ran the ball well. Like, but we know Jalen.
That's what our callers do.
Yeah, he was, you know, maybe Jalen is a future WIP caller. He did. That was spin. That was a spin job. What happened to all those sacks? Well, we ran it well. All right.
Don't need to throw. We have Saquon.
Yeah, well, all right. If you had to give Jalen a grade for yesterday, Hugh, what would you give him?
C. I mean, he didn't play bad. He didn't play bad. But if you're asking me to grade him, there was a couple plays where, well, he holds the ball. And that probably could have been the weather. All right, it'll be. I give him a B.
I think C was fine.
I think C was fine, too.
No, I'm saying I give him a B because I'm thinking about
it. I was thinking C.
You got bullied without even anybody saying anything
because
off of this
take. Because when you asked me initially, I'm thinking C because of everything that happened, like some of the stuff that he did, you know, the sacks and stuff like that.
Safety, took a safety. I mean,
but at the same time, I'm thinking, okay, maybe it wasn't that bad because a couple of receivers did drop the ball.
The AJ one like, would have changed a lot.
Yeah, and that's why I said I'd give him a B.
So I was thinking C plus B. Okay.
C plus B.
You're working right through it?
I'm working my way. I'm workshopping.
I wrote down a C too, but that's heavily weighed by the 44-yard touchdown.
It's C's like, get degrees. They won the game.
I mean, yeah. C's get degrees. And that 44-yard touchdown is why we passed the class, because the passing game yesterday.
That's all that mattered back in the day. As long as you pass. Hey, we're good.
We were hovering on F plus if it wasn't for that run. The passing game was bad.
Yeah, because it's MLK. I'm being careful not to criticize the quarterback too much on MLK Day, man. You know, since I'm here, so yeah.
Kyle, holidays aside, what would you give Jalen yesterday?
Yeah, well, now I'm worried.
Now you feel a little pressure.
Okay, now I feel guilted into not giving him a C because
you're not going to guilt me. He gets a C.
See.
It was a C game. C's get degrees.
It was, man.
That's the name of the game for the Eagles this year. Yeah. C's get degrees in the passing game. That's how we're in the NFC title game.
Them Commodores coming though, boy.
That's not a C passing game that's coming in here. We got to deal with that.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 215-592-9494. David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good, David. What's up?
I was going to give a game ball to the defense, but with anybody who has any type of football IQ, you know that defense is a luxury, so they don't get a game ball.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one, but go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, so we're going to have to give it to Saquon. So, I mean, he was amazing yesterday. And, you know, my emotional roller coaster ride yesterday has left me physically and mentally drained, but it was a great win. Yeah, just for them to be able to pull it out yesterday, it was just phenomenal. It was just phenomenal to watch.
Yeah, you're not kidding about the emotional up and down. Like, I was tired after the game. I needed to sit down. And I was sitting for the game, but I needed to, like, lay down afterwards.
Yeah, I'm still tired. Like, oh, my God.
Well, it's good that most people have day off today.
How y'all doing?
I mean, the heart rate going up and down. It's like going for a run or exercise. You're working out.
Is that what it is?
The only thing I was thinking
about was like, damn, if they lose this game, it's going to be a tough-ass day tomorrow at work. That's all I was thinking about.
The next day?
I was just like, man, boy, I can't wait to hear what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
Yeah, it was a lot.
You would have got crucified today if they had lost that game.
It would have been Hugh's fault for sure.
How would it have been my fault?
I have no idea.
Your green beer would have jinxed it.
How did my green beer jinx it when I don't even have it? What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know, but he's right. It would have been your fault.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I see what you're doing there, Dave. It's just no matter what, all roads lead back to me. I got you.
There you go. You and your cheap jacket.
Yeah.
Hugh had himself a legitimate $40. Honest to goodness winner coat.
Yo, that thing looked huge.
It was big.
$40. Win-win.
Hey, was that on sale? Or you
biggest coat I've ever seen.
Yeah, somebody felt bad for me. Say, hey, dog, here, take this jacket.
Yeah, I would like to just nitpick a little bit, if I could.
Sure.
I know nobody was here, but we need a new kicker. I am so tired of him missing extra points. I mean, that should be the gift.
Well, okay, Dave, let me ask you this question, because I got this morning, too. Where are we going to find a kicker at this
on
week?
The street.
This week. Wait a minute, Dave. I'm just asking because I like to live in rational, logical situations.
This is WIP here. We don't
know.
No, but
what I'm saying is, where are we going to get a kicker at?
What?
5 days before the game. Where are we going to find one?
There are probably about 100 people out there that can kick an extra point. I don't know what the problem is, Dave.
You said there's 100. Okay, let's say that. Where are we going to find one at that's going to kick for us this week, Dave? When have you ever known that to be the case in the NFL? Whenever.
It's pretty rare.
Like, yeah, when have anybody,
playoff
the
weekend.
Week before the playoffs,
championship game,
have you ever heard of anybody picking up a kicker?
Yo, I want a new kicker, okay? That's it.
I like how you just completely ignored everything that I said.
Take your logic and get it out. David, good phone call. So, Hugh, you're right. I mean, they're probably going to roll with Jake Elliott this week.
They ain't got no choice.
But do you feel good about this? Because I feel I have to close my eyes every time he kicks the ball.
Can I just tell you, when we score, right, I forgot what I did. I maybe went and got a glass of juice or something. No, because I was still at the stadium. And I remember thinking,
orange, grapefruit. What are you getting?
I think I was getting what was it called? The Starry. I was in our booth.
I was in our, you know, what they call it?
Where we go? Odyssey.
The Odyssey booth. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. The Odyssey. Whatever they call
sweet
it.
Booth,
sweet.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it. So I'm like, how the hell he missed that? Because I missed that portion of it. Because I just assumed.
You can't assume
it was a field. Well, it was a field. You know, and I know he's kicking field goals. I mean, you know, when he's trying to kick, you know, for three,
yep,
he misses those. But I'm like, dude, that's a chip shot.
It's crazy because he made all three field goals yesterday, but he missed extra points.
Yeah, the extra point. Yeah, he didn't make the extra point, which I was like, wow, how did that happen? So to answer your question. Am I worried about it? No. And the folks that keep – listen, I appreciate all the questions that y'all like to ask, but I usually work on Monday, so the questions that you're asking on the daily, I'm going to probably answer them on Monday anyway. So to answer this person's question that asked me earlier, am I worried about the kicker? Nah, because ain't nothing I can do about it.
Okay.
When you asked me about the quarterback earlier in the week, nah, because ain't nothing I can do about it.
You know what? That would make me worry more.
What's that? Because you can't do nothing about it?
I can't do anything about it. Yeah. Like, it feels like I have to watch. For it.
I mean, you just have to, you got to give him a hug.
A hug?
And say, hey, man, it's going to be okay. We got your back.
We're back to Major League Buddies here with hugs?
Hey, that's what we got to do. We got to do,
oh, no, his teammates okay, can do that. I'm going to worry about it
okay.
The whole week.
After you get that word, then what? Gonna roll his ass out there. He's gonna make some kicks, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So that's what I'm saying. What you worried about it for?
I feel like the Schuylkill's right out the window here. I feel like watching someone try to cross the frozen Schuylkill. Like he might make it across the other side.
No, he ain't gonna make it because it ain't that frozen.
But that's Jake Elliott.
The Schuylkill ain't that frozen.
That's a thin layer today.
You know what I mean?
It is thin. And but no, he's made it across. They've made it across with him as their kicker most of the year. We've got two more. Like he's like 90% of the way over this to win a championship with this guy as the kicker. But I don't know. I mean, Kyle, when he goes out to kick anything, I feel like it's probably going to be a miss half the time.
Of course. I mean, like, he's been shaky all season long. It was such a weird game by him yesterday, too, to make the clutch. Like, some of those field goals he made were tough.
Yeah.
And like, it was one that was like a 44-yarder. In those conditions, like, I was shocked when he made those. But then the extra points, like, you're like, not surprising. I don't know. Like, so I get what Hugh's saying. I also don't really see any way that we're going to be able to, like, now at this point, bring in another kicker. I feel like you just kind of have to ride it out with Jake.
Well, yeah, and now
I don't feel good about it.
You're in a weird spot where you're really going to replace a guy that just made three field goals in a playoff win the next week. No, I mean, he's going to be here next week, and every time he goes out there to kick, I'm going to feel like crap. I mean, that's where we're at right now. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, Jillio, I got to congratulate you.
Why?
Well, you were all plant-based Friday, and the day you came in, you didn't give up all those excuses and talking about if this had happened, if that had happened. You just enjoyed the moment, and I appreciate that. Unlike some of the other callers, you know, like one guy who dogs Jalen on Thursday and then on Monday says, we need to run the ball, man. And what, Mad Mike, who always talks like he's on his menstrual cycle, not to mention, you know, the most annoying cowboy Jenny.
That I was
Yeah, we didn't even get to those guys yet. Big V, listen, of course I'm excited today. Now, I was plant-based Friday, and the game played out exactly like I thought. They were going to win, and I felt like I was going to throw up halfway through the game. I mean, that's exactly what happened. I felt nauseous.
Yeah, I did too. You know, I had to take Hugh's advice. I went and got some Rolaids.
Tom's Rolaids. Yeah, you probably helped sell those this weekend, Hugh.
Yeah, just like, what's his name, sold all them a couple of million of those books. But yeah.
Inner excellence. What was his name?
Won.
Jim Murray or something?
Yeah, he won.
Jim Murphy, Murray, something like that. Of course, he was at the game yet, wasn't he? At the game where AJ brought his book.
He met AJ.
Yeah.
And they had a powwow at the NovaCare.
Yeah. Can he help AJ get back on track catching the ball? Because it's been quiet for two games.
It's been a little quiet.
Yeah.
This week is going to be big for AJ. It
better be.
Yeah.
This week is going to be big. Oh, by the way, I'm glad my predictions came true because all roads leading to the Super Bowl comes to Philly. So, yeah, I was happy about that. But, you know, I would have scored on that prediction of the threes, but instead of Saquon getting three, Jalen ended up sneaking in one. So I'm okay with that, too. But, and you can't blame the passing game because under the conditions that Jalen had to deal with, I mean, most of his passes were on the money. And he did not turn over the ball.
Didn't. I mean, but, you know, the other team threw for 300-something yards in the same weather. I mean, they could throw the ball.
Well, you know, teams that, you know, lost, like the team that I said was suspect that lost. I ain't going to mention their names because everybody jumped on me about it. But, you know,
I get it. But we can't just say the snow was the reason they couldn't throw the ball. The same team on the field with them threw the ball.
Yeah, the same team was on the field with them threw the ball. But their team, they don't have a good running game or a great offensive line.
They have a good running game. Not as good as ours, but they have a good running game. They ran for 100 yards with 19 carries.
Exactly. Well, I mean, Saquon almost did that by himself.
I know. Saquon's better than Kyle. I mean, Big V, I get it. Are we going to sit here and say they couldn't throw the ball yesterday because it snowed? Matt Stafford threw for 300-something yards. Right.
That's kind of sound like that's where he was going.
Big V will.
I mean, that's fine. He can have that.
I think that's what we're going to say this week to make ourselves feel better. It was the elements. The Rams
But it made him, what do you mean?
Well, we couldn't Jaylen? Throw. Yeah, the Rams threw it all over the field.
No, they don't need to make no excuses. was what it was.
It was bad. It was a bad passing day. Tom is up next. What's up, Tom?
It was what it was.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Tom. What's up?
Hey, Hugh, man, I got to give it to you, man. All last week, I drive a truck. I was listening to you all last week, and all you kept talking about was they're just going to ragdoll that O-line, and, man, you called it, man. It was the same thing, just coming back.
Well, they came to play, though.
Yeah. They did it in the run game.
Yeah, them 7 sacks, though, they fought back a little bit now.
And now, Hugh, what is going on? Me and my buddies, we just watch A.J. and we watch A.J. Brown and we watch Hurts. What is going on with these dudes, man? It seems like it's something that somebody got into their feelings, like you talk about, or is it something over a girl or something, man? It just something doesn't make sense, man. These guys don't look like they're having fun, or do you get the same vibe, Hugh?
No, I don't. But I probably don't watch, with all due respect, I probably don't watch the game the way that you're watching. I usually watch what's going on in the trenches and stuff like that. I will say this. The couple times early in the game, Jalen tried to get AJ involved, he dropped the ball. Now, when you talk about possessions and the way that the game was going, if I'm throwing you the ball, you keep dropping it. I ain't about to throw it to you no more. And maybe that's probably where Jalen was with it. I don't know. Because that dynamic, I don't really know that much about.
Well, that one drop he had down by the goal line, that was egregious. He should have had that.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you guys remember this. Me and my boys played it back all day. That was on that fourth down play that he did catch the fourth down. That was a delay of game. They didn't even come close to getting that off when the play clock.
Oh, yeah. Tom, I saw it too. And I was like, oh, my goodness, we got away with one. Yeah, you're right. Yep. I mean, it was zero. You saw it on the clock. Tom, good phone call. So here's what I noticed, Hugh, about the A.J. Brown thing. That's just – it's odd. So he's played 5 games in the playoffs with the Eagles since he got to the team, right? Two years ago in the Super Bowl run. Last year he missed the game against Tampa because he got hurt. And now, obviously, 2 games this year. You know, he's only had 30 yards. 30's not nothing, right? He averages like 80 yards a game for his career. He's only had 30 yards in a playoff game once out of 5 games with the Eagles. That was the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. Isn't that weird? 4 out of 5 games in the playoffs with the Eagles, under 30 yards.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that in the playoffs, you take away the best players, and he's been eerily silent. But I don't, there's going to be an opportunity in this game, this upcoming game this weekend.
I need an AJ game.
Yeah, man. And I think he's done, and I know it's probably been real tumultuous for him, but I think for the most part, he's done a really good job of being – a team guy. That has to be hard for him to go through this playoff series, in the game we just had and the one we had last week, and really be silent in both of those games.
I am also still wondering if that knee is bothering him more than he said. Because he said last week, I'm fine, I was open. But it's just bizarre. Like, in his career, to have this... So, he had 8 catches for 97 yards against Washington, right? In the game they lost down there. Since then, these are his games. He's played in 3 games because he sat the last game against the Giants. Here's A.J. Brown's games since the Washington game. 3 for 36, 1 for 10, 2 for 14. It's got to be the quietest 3-game stretch of his NFL career. 3, 1, and 2, the last 3 games he's played.
That's why he's been reading books, man, and trying to stay as focused as he possibly can.
So inner excellence.
So he won't blow up. There's going to be opportunities there, and it usually happens like that. The guys that are the heroes in one game might have a game where they're silent the next.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's the case for AJ. Hopefully this is going to be the week where he gets in a position where he can feel good about himself and be a major contributor
to the success
of the Eagles.
Yeah. I mean, look, they got 2 games to win a Super Bowl. They're going to need more out of AJ. It's hard to imagine the next 2 weeks, both wins, and he's this quiet. Like, it's just not the way their team is built. It's not the way he's built. They need more out of him moving forward to win this win, the next one. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. Reaction to the win. Who gets your game ball? AJ. Not AJ, obviously. Jalen Carter, Saquon Barkley, Howie. Who are you giving it to? 215-592-9494. And coming up, a big Hugh breakdown. Hugh will take a look at how Jalen Carter was able to wreck that game yesterday, as well as your phone calls right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.